Good morning. Could you tell me your full name, please?
My name is Manabu Otsuka.
Can I see your identification, please, Manabu?
Here you are.
Thank you. That's fine, thank you. Now, in this first part, I'd like to ask you some questions about yourself. Let's talk about where you live. Do you live in a small town or city area?
I live in a large city, Tokyo.
Is there anything you don't like about living there?
Yes, I don't like commuting on a crowded train every morning. Sometimes it is so bad that station attendants have to push passengers onto the trains, and so we are packed like sardines. It's so stressful.
Do you think you will continue to live in this city in the future?
No, I plan to move to Canada as soon as possible. That's why I'm taking the IELTS test. I hope to make a new life for myself.
I'd like to talk about sports centres now. Are there a lot of sports centres where you live?
Near where I live? No, not really. There is one sports club, a small one, near my house, where people can go and do aerobics or lift weights, I think. It's about 5 minutes walk from my house. For other sports facilities, I have to go to the next town.
Is it important to have sports centres near where people live?
Yes, I think so. It is important for people to be able to access sporting facilities. It provides opportunities for people to play sports and keep fit. Without such facilities, it could have a negative impact on the health of citizens. The more sporting facilities, the better, I think.
Do you think people spend enough time doing sport in your country?
In general, I don't think they do. Most people are just too busy or lazy to do any kind of sporting activities. There are exceptions, of course. For example, I hear that it's popular to jog around the Imperial Palace, right in the center of Tokyo. So I think that the gap is widening between those who spend a lot of time doing sport and those who don't.
Are people in your country today more interested in sport than in the past?
It's hard to say, really, because I think it depends on the type of sport. People are more interested in some sports than they were in the past, especially football or soccer, as it's called in Japan. I think the main reason is that in some sports, Japanese players are more internationally competitive than they used to be.
Now, let's move on to talk about hotels. Do you often stay in hotels?
I wish I could, but unfortunately, I rarely have a chance to stay in a hotel simply because I don't have to. I work at my desk most of the day, and so I don't make a business trip either in Japan or abroad. So the only occasions I can stay in a hotel are when I travel for sightseeing about once a year, which makes me very happy.
Does your country have a lot of big hotels?
Well, there are a lot of big hotels, yes. We have most of the major international hotel chains, like Hilton and Hyatt, and also some large Japanese hotels, like the New Otani Hotel, for example. One of the main reasons should be that Japan is a popular destination for tourists. The number of foreign visitors has been increasing dramatically in recent years.
What sort of hotels are the most popular for business people?
As you may know, Japan is quite well known for its capsule business hotels, which are usually in big cities like Tokyo, where business people can, or anybody really, can stay overnight in a very small capsule which has enough room for sleeping only. And these are popular with business people simply because they're very inexpensive.
Which do you prefer, small local hotels or big international hotels?
Well, it depends, really. If I'm on business and in a large city, I prefer to go to the familiar large hotels. I guess I prefer them because I understand their systems and the way these hotels are run. But when I'm on holiday, whether in Japan or overseas, I often like to go to the smaller, cozier and friendlier hotels.
Thank you.